This is Coast Radio News for Thursday, March 12, 2020. I'm George Henry. There are currently no known positive cases of coronavirus in Lane County, although a Eugene woman was tested yesterday and is awaiting results from the test. But here in Florence, the Siuslaw School District is making plans in case of an outbreak here that may cause the interruption of classes for students. School Superintendent Annie Grezkowiak sent out some guidelines if the need were to arise. The information looks at indicators and actions and takes into account excessive absences. If the school reaches a 10% absence rate, additional staff is brought in at night to sanitize the building. As that percentage increases, the school could potentially close for several days, up to 4 weeks. The schools plan on having up to a 2-week supply of food and water on site, and the middle school would act as a triage location for the district. Grezkowiak says that while schools are equipped for short-term shelter-in-place scenarios, schools would likely close to limit exposure and reinfection. The schools are also looking into online systems for education, including Zoom and GoToMeeting apps. Directors of the Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue and Western Lane Ambulance will convene a special meeting and executive session on Monday, March 30th at 4 p.m. at the main fire station. The executive session is to conduct deliberations with persons designed to carry on labor negotiations, as is permitted through ORS 192.6602. A dinner will follow and a quorum of directors may be present, but no district business will be discussed. One local business is making the best of the COVID-19 outbreak. HIAC has announced that its subsidiary, Full Spectrum Computers, will offer free doorstep pickup of computers for repair. Customers can call or email and set a time for pickup to eliminate unnecessary contact during this period of uncertainty. They will also work with businesses to set up remote workstations. Lane closures are still in effect around the construction area of Highway 101 and Highway 126 as crews work on finishing up sidewalks at the intersection. Use caution, obey all traffic signs in the area. ODOT is still predicting that the majority of construction will be completed by the end of the month. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, March 12th, 2020.